One of the stories you're following is data collection for COVID-19 clusters in El Paso and a controversial decision from City Council. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the City Council voted on Tuesday 5-4 against doing additional disclosures on where clusters of infections are occurring. So three members of the City Council had put an item on the agenda for the city to begin releasing that data. The proponents outlined what they wanted to do and why. The opponents never said why they didn't think the information should be public. They went into a closed session to talk with their lawyer and then came out, and the city attorney basically indicated that the city couldn't legally release the information, which is almost certainly untrue. And they've communicated to me in the past that it is legal for them to release the information. They just choose not to. And so just by way of comparison, the state of New Mexico, for example, each day puts out a list of nursing homes that have had cases by name in the last 28 days. The city of El Paso refuses to take those kind of steps.
We'll be interested to follow along with this conversation. And something that's been a major conversation across the country and certainly more locally, especially in New Mexico, is removing monuments and statues to historically bad figures like Don Juan de Oñate. And there is, and it has been controversial from its erection, a large statue of Don Juan de Oñate there at the airport. What's the discussion centered around now regarding that particular work?
So as you mentioned, that work has long been controversial. I mean, so controversial that in 2003, the city voted to rename the statue, which was created as an Oñate statue. And so they called it the Equestrian because it shows this Spanish colonizer astride a horse. And as folks in New Mexico are really aware, there's been a lot of controversy over the years about Oñate's role in history. In Las Cruces recently, the school board voted to rename Oñate High School for that reason. So there are people, especially people who've objected to the statue from the beginning, who are really challenging the city on whether that statue ought to remain, certainly in the place of prominence that it has. Oñate is an interesting figure because you'll often hear, well, we shouldn't judge people by the mores of our time. We should remember the mores of their time. But Oñate is unique because his actions were condemned at the time and basically wound up being brought up on charges of what today would be called crimes against humanity. So he's been controversial for a long, long time.
And ultimately was banished from New Mexico.
Yes.
So on the topic of renaming, you mentioned renaming Oñate High School. Well, that's a topic of conversation for schools named after Civil War figures as well. And Robert E. Lee Elementary in El Paso is one of those schools. And there is a suggestion for a historical figure that might be a good alternative. Tell us about that.
And we had a columnist who grew up here in El Paso who presented an interesting idea to rename the school for Ruben Salazar, who is probably the most noted Latino journalist in the history of the United States. And the suggestion is timely because this August 29th will mark the 50th anniversary of Salazar's death while he was covering the Chicano moratorium against the Vietnam War in Los Angeles, where he was a TV commentator and also a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. He was hit in the head by a tear gas canister while seeking refuge in a bar after the protest kind of got a little bit out of hand. It's been interesting. Salazar is very celebrated in California, particularly in Chicano circles, but has been less honored in his hometown. There is a public housing complex named in his honor, for example, but very little else here. And so one of the suggestions has been to rename Robert E. Lee Elementary School for Ruben Salazar, which is an interesting conversation. But I do think this year it's a particularly momentous time to really reflect on Salazar's legacy in journalism, in civil rights, maybe the most iconic journalist to ever come out of El Paso, but his hometown has done very little to recognize him over the years.
You can follow all of these stories at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thank you very much for spending some time with us. Have a great week.
Thanks for having me. You too.